Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For those tracking so-called non-discrimination ordinances and the attempt by the left to insert the words sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes under Montana human rights law, we bring you good news on several fronts. First, sexual orientation and gender identity language has not been inserted into the human rights code of any state since 2009. It appears the movement may be losing steam, and for good reason. As we've said before, these laws, once implemented, are rarely used to curb virtually non-existent discrimination, but they are used frequently to try to force people of faith to accept and conform to a non-biblical worldview. Last month, the city of Dillon rejected a second attempt to pass an NDO, and last week, the House agreed with the Senate and removed sexual orientation gender identity language from a non-discrimination policy contained in their joint rules. This, after a small group of legislators spent nearly a year and a half drafting the new policy. In the end, lawmakers opted for a cleaner version that simply says people have the right to work in an environment free of discrimination, which is as it should be. The rules now go back to the Senate for final approval. Along the lines of the joint rules, lawmakers tried to go even further and force some lobbyists to get non-discrimination training before receiving their license to lobby. Again, the sexual orientation gender identity language magically appeared in the bill. Those terms were part of a list of 18 protected classes, half of which don't even exist in the Human Rights Code. The newest one is discrimination based on genetic information. What does that even mean, and how would it even be enforced? The bill, SB 105, was entitled An Act Creating a Lobbyist Code of Conduct. We called it the Lobbyist Sensitivity Training Bill, and besides being unconstitutional on at least 10 points, it's completely unnecessary. If discrimination or harassment were to occur, it would result in the lobbyist losing credibility. The lobbyist would then lose all value to their employer, and the lobbyist would be fired. We need to remember that many systems can be self-regulating without the heavy hand of government. When it was time for the vote, the committee predictably voted along straight party lines, all three Democrats voting yes, all five Republicans voting no. While these victories are important, it's also crucial to remember they're just small skirmishes. The strategy is to get the term sexual orientation and gender identity inserted into municipal ordinances and policy documents as leverage toward the ultimate goal of having it inserted in the Montana Human Rights Act. And that bill is already drafted and ready for introduction. It's LC 1521, and the requester is Representative Kim Abbott, herself a former director of the Montana Human Rights Network. This is a full-court press, and it pits God's word against a politically correct juggernaut. We'll continue to stand in the gap, just as we have for nearly 20 years. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.